out of prison. Did you get out with your kids?
Oh, sure. They're here, and we got together with them.
Oh, that's good.
They just they all just call it the prisoner's court, right on the nose at 9 o'clock.
Well, I wanted to get you in bed earlier tonight than last night, right? And I want to get to bed too.
Yeah.
Let me say first that I just want to know if there are any developments I should know about it. And second, that of course, as you know, anything you tell me, I told you earlier, will not be passed on.
I understand, Mr. President.
Because I know the rules of the grand jury.
Now, LaRue was in, and LaRue was rather pitiful. So he came down with O'Brien and said he didn't want private counsel, so he was going to do what he did.
What?
He told John Mitchell that it was all over. And
he said he had told John Mitchell that?
Yes. He, LaRue, admits to participating in the subornation and obstruction of justice. He admits being present, as Dean says he was, at the third meeting, budget meeting. But,
Who was present at that meeting, Henry? I don't
know. He and Mitchell.
He and Mitchell alone?
And he says,
LaRue and Mitchell, I didn't, meeting I seem to have missed. Dean was not there at that meeting.
Dean tells us about it. Now, I'm not quite certain whether Dean was present or not. The meeting was down in Florida.
I heard about that meeting, but I think you told me about that. Yeah.
He says he's reluctant to say at this point that Mitchell specifically authorized the budget for the electronic eavesdropping at that point. But I think he's going to come around. On to John Mitchell. He admits that they could not have been activated without Mitchell's approval, however. O'Brien, they didn't get to. Called back around 5 o'clock and said he was having difficulty in getting a lawyer. He finally got a lawyer in law partner.
Colson's law partner.
Yeah, the United States Attorney's Office took issue with it and threatened to go to the judge on a conflict. Then he
got another one.
He got another lawyer. He'll be back tomorrow.
All you got to do today was LaRue.
Right. Now, some other additional information from
LaRue said he had. He said that he had told Mitchell that it was all over.
Yes.
When did he do that?
Just recently. Today, yesterday, before.
I see.
Yeah, and it was thrown in the sponge.
I get it.
We talked earlier today about Ehrlichman. Now, a little additional detail on that. Libby confessed to Dean on June 19th. Dean then told Ehrlichman.
Liddy confessed that he, what, the deal or what?
That he was present in the Watergate. Then you also asked about Colson. Colson and Dean were together with Ehrlichman when Ehrlichman advised about the hunt to get out of town. And thereafter,
Colson was there.
Colson was there, so he's going to be in the grand jury. With respect to Haldeman, another matter, in connection with the payments, money after June 17th, Mitchell told Dean to activate Comback. Dean, like he didn't have that authority, and he went to Haldeman. Haldeman gave him the authority. He then got in touch with Comback to arrange for money, the details of which we really don't know as yet.
Right.
So Comback is also a grand jury witness, to be called. And I think those are the only additional developments.
Right. What is your situation with regard to the negotiation with Dean and your negotiation with regard to Levi Magruder?
Well,
trying to get the
lawyers.
Try to get the timing, you see, with regard to whatever I say.
Reuters lawyers are still waiting to get back to us. They're very much concerned about Judge Sirica. And they're not so much concerned about Irwin. You know, their immediate concern is Sirica, and they want that ironed out first.
Well, they want ironed out that
he won't go to jail before the rest of them.
Oh, I see. If he confesses.
That's right. That's, you know, pending with Judge Sirica.
Which you've got to have, I suppose.
Probably Titus knows him better than any of us.
Sure.
Probably Titus will handle that aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's got to be very done. He's got to blast us all publicly.
Well, it's Sirica, right.
That's a terribly important fact, I think. No disclosure made by either one of us.
Either Dean or Ehrlichman.
Yes, sir.
Dean, say this.
Dean, informed me this evening. I'm not too quite sure when Dean said it.
Yeah, Dean, you see, the point is Dean didn't tell me that. That's the thing that discourages me.
Well, Mr. President, you have to remember that we're debriefing him on what's transpired over the last 18 months.
I see.
It's very difficult, you know, to get it all in.
I know, I'm not talking about you, but I'm talking about what he didn't tell me, you see.
Yeah.
That's a key fact that he should have told me, isn't it?
Yes.
They were thinking in terms of the Haldeman-Ehrlichman thing and Dean, I suppose.
thinking about, and
where does the Coulson thing come in again? I'm going to get that one down.
Where does what thing come in?
Coulson.
Coulson was present when Ehrlichman issued the order for Hunt to get out of the country.
I get it, fine. Okay, so you call him too?
Yes, sir.
Right. Okay, well, if anything comes up, call me even if it's the middle of the night, okay?
I will indeed.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. President, thank you.